You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Grab your coffee, grab your tea, put your headphones on, turn it up in the car because I've got a soft voice. Grab your yerba mate, as I did. I have a sparkling grapefruit ginger yerba mate made by Guayaki, one of my favorite brands. I remember a few years ago, and if you're still listening to this, please shoot me an email. But there was a really cool girl who worked for Guayaki in their marketing department, and it was so cool to be like, what? I drink them like every day. Just a cool experience. But hey, guys, welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. I am your host and Lightworkers Lounge resident and only astrologer, Stephanie Powers. Today, we're going to talk about solar return charts. This is a cool thing I learned from my dear friend and fellow astrologer, Malika Semper. She is oh so good at what she does. She's a Sagittarius, of course, but she's got all of her Sag placements in the fourth house of Cancer. So while she's a fire sign Sag with the funniest jokes, she is also so nurturing and kind. And I don't know a single person who isn't just in love with her. I just adore her, as you can tell. But I learn a lot from her. Deborah Silverman is my teacher, but Malika has taught me so much about relationship readings, synastry, composite, and most recently, solar returns. So in this big age of astrology that everyone is starting to get really interested in their big three, gone are the days where you ask someone their sun sign. There's this chart called a solar return, and people are now not saying happy birthday, they're saying happy solar return. So to break down that phrase, be like, what are they talking about? What does that mean? Solar is the sun, and return, when you hear things in astrology like your first Saturn return, your Venus return, Mercury return, your first or your solar return. This is when a planet returns to the spot on your chart that it was when you were born. So I was born on December 6th. My sun is 14 degrees Sagittarius. So every year on my birthday, but every year when the sun is at 14 degrees Sagittarius, the solar sun has returned to the part of my chart where it was when I was born. Solar return. Saturn, everyone knows their Saturn return. All of my people with their Saturn in Pisces are running to me saying, help, I'm on fire. But Saturn takes about 30 years to go back to the place it was when you were born. And so I do give a lot of readings to people in their 28, 29, 30 age, but there are also a lot we have to tip our hat to. People who are about 58, 59, 60, hi guys, who are booking readings because they are going through their second Saturn return. And if you are blessed and lucky enough to live through your third Saturn return around, what would it be, 88, 89, 90? There you go. I would say, you know, it's kind of gory to say out loud, but I would imagine your third Saturn return is when you're like, okay, I've paid my karmic debt since this is what Saturn represents in our chart. I'm done. I'm ready to go. Can I just call it? I'm going to pull up my granny's chart because she is in her mid-80s. And I want to see where Saturn is on hers. Here she is. So my grandmother is a Leo sun, Cancer moon, Capricorn rising. Saucy lady. Yes, she's as fiery as she sounds. Capricorn rising is really rare. Now that I look at it, I don't see this often in charts. So if you're a Capricorn rising, call me. She has all of her planets squished over on the right half of her circle, of her chart, which tells us it's the seventh house, it's the sixth house. These are the areas of life that rule relationships. If I were to pull up my mom's chart right now, I've got it memorized. She also has a stellium, a big cluster of planets in her seventh house of relationships. And to wrap up the generational thing we got going on here, while I don't have a stellium in the seventh house, I do in the sixth, but my son lives in the seventh house. How cool is that, you guys, to see a generational lineage? Like, remove astrology from this. It does not take someone with too much intelligence to look at the patterns that me, my mother, my grandmother, even my great-grandmother, I would love to see her chart, are repeating here. There is a strong theme of difficulties in relationships. All of us have been divorced. My mom and my grandma gave up dating when they were in their 40s and they live by themselves. They are perfectly content with their cats, true cat lady fashion. They're fine. I got a divorce on my first Saturn return and, you know, I'm in a good relationship right now, but I often wonder, am I doing this thing right? Is this feeling normal? Whoa, what's going on? It's a pattern. It's so cool. But anyways, what I was getting at is I wanted to see where Saturn is on my granny's chart. She was born in 1940, so she is 83 this year. She'll be 84 next year. Her Saturn is in Taurus, and so 2, 4, 6, about 6 years. Yeah, there you go. Puts her at 90. She'll be having her third Saturn return if we are blessed to have her around through those years. I really hope we are. Heck yeah, she's got a Capricorn rising. This woman is... She's around for a long time. But isn't that cool? You have your first, second, and third Saturn return. So the solar return is your birthday chart. And why this chart is really interesting is you can kind of play with fate here. You can, normally the stars rule us. You know, astrology is a weather forecast. If I read your chart and say high chance of rain, you get to decide, okay, well, I'm still going out anyway. I'm just going to wear rain boots and bring an umbrella. Or you can decide, ooh, I don't like the rain, cold, wet. No, thank you. I'm going to stay home and delay those plans. That's astrology. You know, we are at mercy to them. When it comes to the solar return chart, it can kind of be the other way around. You can change your location to change your solar return chart. So a solar return chart is a brand new birth chart that can tell you what energy is coming into play for this year. I am going to use myself as an example since I share my life openly on social media. It might help you guys drive this point home. But I pulled my solar return chart in three different locations last year. I pulled Key West, I pulled Pagosa Springs, Colorado, because that's where I was living at the time. And then I think I might have pulled one in maybe California or somewhere far on the West Coast to see what it would change to. But based off of that is where I was going to try and celebrate my birthday. Now, I was born at 3 p.m. And so at 3 p.m., my body needs to be under the sky, feet on the ground in that location. So let's say I chose to go to Key West for my birthday last year. I would have all day to get to Key West by 3 p.m. when the sun is at 14 degrees Sagittarius to the minute, like when I was born, in order for that solar return chart to be drawn with accuracy. Otherwise, now I'm getting confused. Like, what if I were on a cruise ship or what if I were in an airplane? I'd have to see where I was at that time. But that is how you pull a solar return chart. So last year, I noticed that my solar return for 2023, if I were to stay in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, would feature a Leo rising, my sun in the fifth house of Leo. And who doesn't love Leo? The sign ruled by the sun. And that to me is kind of a jackpot of solar returns. We love to see Sagittarius in a solar return. We love, love, love to see Leo. Libra's a sweet one to see. It all depends about really what you want in life, where you're going. And last year, I was really in the mindset of I want to create things. I really want to write a novel. I would love to work in film somehow. I don't know. I just had that creative streak. So to see Leo as an option, and I think Key West was a Virgo rising with the sun in the second house. It was totally different. So when I saw the Leo heavy chart for spending my birthday in the mountains of Colorado, I said, yep, we are staying here. And so to JL's surprise, he was like, you don't want to go somewhere warm and tropical? Like, this is a running theme for your birthday is you're under a palm tree sipping a nice latte. Like, what are you doing? And I said, well, look at this solar return chart. If I stay here, this is amazing. And so I stayed. And let me pull it up right now so I can read it live time. So I use astro.com and I'm using the additional sections to pull up a solar return chart. So last year on my birthday, Leo was the constellation rising over the eastern horizon at 3 p.m. on my birthday. Out in Colorado, the sun was in the fifth house. So was in Venus. I had a little stellium in the ninth house. Saturn was in my seventh. I had a nice T-square releasing in the third house of siblings, communication, writing. I loved it. I said, this is the energy I want to produce. I want to swim in for the year. This is amazing. It's felt like a jackpot. So in a solar return chart, the main thing we focus on is the rising sign. This represents what constellation is rising over your life, over your birthday on that day, and what energy is it raining down? For me, it was Leo. Who doesn't want a Leo rising with the sun shining all over your chart? And what's interesting here is it was 0 degrees Leo. Every sign is 0 to 29 degrees. And so when you see a 0 or a 29, your ears should perk up and your eyes should widen. And so how you can see, okay, well, Leo is the constellation rising over this birthday. What area of life, which house is ruled by Leo in my natal chart, my regular birth chart, to see where am I going to notice that I can feel the sun, I can feel the light, I'm creative. And get this. In my natal chart, my IC line, my line of home, the line at the bottom of my chart, is 0 degrees Leo. And so looking at that was like, you know, I'm sitting in Colorado and JL and I had every intention of staying in Colorado. We want to buy land out there. It is home. And I thought, when I think of 0 degrees Leo, I know it's my mom, it's my grandmother, it's Indiana. It's where I was born and partially raised. And I thought, how the heck? And you know, it's the Midwest. It's not the most inspirational muse of a place, but it's beautiful in its own right. But I thought, how on earth is this going to factor into my life? Now, you have to remember with every placement, while Leo is known as the sun, and who doesn't love a Leo, every sign has an empowered and a disempowered side. So a disempowered Leo is drama. Drama, 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 fire here, fire there, petty there. It can be hot. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. So if you guys remember, we moved to an apartment in Denver shortly, a couple months after my birthday, where I had this chart, and we were so excited. Oh my gosh, the apartment was beautiful. Do you guys remember that on Instagram? If you follow me over there, it was a top floor, floor-to-ceiling windows apartment overlooking the western half of Denver. So it's the mountain range. And God, it was so beautiful. Just stunning. I walked every morning when I woke up and walked into the kitchen where the windows were. I was like, pinch me. This is my life. This is amazing. But oh God, everything just spiraled. It truly was Leo fire after Leo fire after Leo fire. It started with the property management had so many scandals going on with themselves. Like a property manager lived in the apartment next to ours, which was like the top notch penthouse suite. And they were not supposed to be there because the director of the apartments was out on medical leave and this person was taking over and they just moved in and so when the director came back, they were like, what are you doing? And so there was just drama and chaos. And then if you guys remember, JL got attacked by a pit bull that lived underneath of us. And this property management was definitely not vetting people and allowing every breed of dog to come in. This pit bull ended up sending multiple dogs in our building to the vet and attacked children and other people. And all they did was say, put a muzzle on it. And the owners of the pit bull were very young and definitely you could tell they were in over their head with this. They had two vicious dogs and just our whole apartment building was on edge just going to get the mail because they were always outside unattended. The owners were always on the phone. Drama. But I remember one time we came back from a little weekend trip and there were flyers all over, just like someone on a vengeful night went all over our apartment building and taped signs of pit bull death statistics, pit bull attack statistics everywhere. And we were like, dude, this is so wrong. And then the crime in the inner cities of America right now is terrible. In Denver, because Colorado is home, but it's one of the worst. And we were having packages stolen. One time we came home and the little lobby before you enter a code to get into our building had blood all over it and the shattered window. And it was just like, we are paying a lot. This is a big investment to have this beautiful space. And it's one thing to be up in your tower of luxury and then go down and be around shit like that. And like this, I know this sounds super privileged of me right now, but like we work really fucking hard. And we went from living in the mountains, peace and quiet and really friendly people that knew us by name to, holy shit, there's blood in our lobby. And also, I am so afraid of our pug getting mauled to death in front of my own eyes. And it was just, again, Leo, fire after fire after fire. And then we ended up saying, okay, you know what? This is just a rough start to this new chapter. Let's go to Texas for spring break and get some sunlight, palm trees, just chill. And as soon as we left, 1 hour onto the highway, I go, JL, I don't feel good. I don't know what it is. I felt fine this morning, but man, I don't feel good right now. And within 20 minutes, I was projectile vomiting. And that began the spring break from hell where we both had a stomach bug and it was just nonstop for 7 days. I lost so much weight. It was crazy. But that was our little reset. And then we just had some personal stuff come up and by the end of it, I was like, I'm burnt. I am burnt from this Leo fire. I want to go home. All I could think was, I want to go home. And I know that's such a childish thing to think. I want my parents. I want to go home. I just, everything in every cell of my body was like, go home to the tiny town in the Midwest where you were born and hide out. And live on a farm and plant things and just go. And it happened so quick, so effortlessly. As soon as I left, JL had stayed behind because he had work to wrap up. And he got robbed or attempted robbery in the middle of the daylight at a stoplight. People getting out, coming up to his car. And after that, he was like, okay, fuck work. I'm not staying here either. Just fire after fire after fire. So we ended up getting out of our lease because of the dog bite and we left and it was like just crazy. But I will say there is a happy ending to this because my time in the Midwest was a core memory that I'll never forget. It was sunny every single day in Indiana all summer, which is very rare. The Midwest always has its string of overcast days, but it was sunny every single day. And every morning I had a routine of walking with my coffee through my mom's gorgeous acre of gardens and morning glories. And I walked to the park that I grew up playing at in the morning sun. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And to throw the Leo creativity on top, there was a music academy that I never knew existed downtown Evansville, where I'm from. And I took a music lesson. Shout out to Melanie. I learned how to play the guitar. And right before I recorded this, I was just strumming on it, playing, it just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle of the right. You know what? Hold on. Let me just not talk to you about what a Leo rising solar return chart does for the year. Let me just show you. Ready? Woo-hoo! so fun. We have this thing in Texas where whenever we play and just strum around the fire or strum before dinner, you cannot put the guitar away until you play Neon Moon. Obviously still working on my strum pattern, but isn't that cool? I just had to showcase that because just a year ago, if you would have handed me a guitar, I would just look at you and say, there's no way. There's no way that I can do this. This is so overcomplicated. My brain just cannot calculate strings and finger chords and movement. And here I am playing every day. So, Leo Rising, thank you for teaching me how to play the guitar. Thank you for giving me a core summer memory of sunshine and gardens. And I just felt so happy. I felt so loved. My mom is such an Aquarius. She's got people coming in and out of her house all day. And I would figure out everyone's birthday and bake them goodies for their happy days. And so much socialization with having coffee with my grandma who lived next door. It was amazing. So it totally went from a shit show firestorm to peace and garden and sunshine and creativity and strumming the guitar in the garden while I was learning how to play and having people say, dang, it's really nice to sit out here and just hear you strum. It was so, I the fifth house in Leo also represents fertility, the inner child. And I felt like my inner child got the biggest gift of finally learning how to play an instrument since she's always wanted to, and being around family and realizing how much they love me and adore me. I remember a small gesture over the summer. My grandma was growing peonies. I love peonies. They smell so sweet. And whenever I would go see her for coffee, she has these cute like Pioneer Woman Walmart mugs, and they're just gorgeous floral print. And I would always say, Granny, I love these mugs. I love the teal and the pink. They're just so pretty. Well, one morning after I finished a reading, I went outside for fresh air, and there was her Pioneer Woman mug filled with white peonies. And I was like, I know exactly who put this here. It's so sweet. Oh, it just gives me truth bumps of love. And so started off fiery, ended on such a fun, beautiful note. Thank you for a Leo Rising. I'm glad I stuck it out in the snowy mountains so I could snatch the Leo Rising birth chart. But the interesting part of that is that the fires played a role in me saying, I gotta go. I've got to get out of here and I need to go where I'm comfortable and safe because these fires are too hot. Because I don't think if any of those things in Denver didn't happen, I wouldn't have left. That apartment was beautiful and there's so many things to do in Denver. Why would you ever leave? And I couldn't wait for summer in Colorado. Like, it is the dream to be in Colorado for spring and summer. I was amped. And so I think that those petty fires of drama at the apartment, dog bites, I really think that they happen to say, okay, like, if she won't listen, we gotta throw some fires on her path to make her turn down the road where there's not any. And of course, 0 degrees, Leo Rising, I ended up at home. And now, this birthday I just had last Wednesday, 1 week ago today, it is a completely new chart. This chart, and I didn't play with it this time. I did take a peek at Key West. I looked at Indiana because I thought of going home to be with my family for my birthday since this summer was so lovely. But we ended up just based off of, again, some more series of events that made it seem like, okay, we can't go. We've got Kaya the foster dog. Nobody can watch her because she's aggressive. And she has not been adopted yet. Really struggling with that. So we couldn't just leave her to go up north for 2 weeks. And then we both were getting sick over and over, sinus infections, strep throat, and just feeling so blah. There's no way we could drive all the way up to Indiana from the Texas coast. So JL was like, hey, don't worry. We can plan something fun. And I was like, I know. But let's get out of the Texas coastal area because it's been really overcast. And so we drove up to Marble Falls, Texas, which is near Austin, Texas, in the beautiful hill country, because it's sunny up there. It was quite a change of scenery from where we're at. So we stayed at the Hammock House on Airbnb. It was so much fun. And then we stayed at a vineyard, a winery vineyard. And the name is totally escaping me. I need to Google this. Something Pools. Ah, it's Hamilton Pools Farms and Vineyard. It was amazing. Look at their Airbnb if you're in the Texas or the southern U.S. area. So cool. But actually, on my birthday, I had a hydrafacial at 3 p.m. That's exactly when my appointment was, which was in Bee Cave, Texas. What a cool name. Bee Cave, Texas. And this was interesting because I think Austin's cool, but it's not my favorite place in the world. And I notoriously said, just exaggerate, like, nope, don't want to go there. All set. I'll go there for a breakfast taco, but that's about it. Too much for me. And so it's funny that Austin is the first place JL and I moved in together and got our own place together. You know, that was where we took our relationship from long distance to, oh my gosh, we live together and we're grocery shopping together and we're sleeping together and bathing together. And like, oh, we're actually like a couple. We're not just long distance friends like we were for a whole year before we decided let's get a little closer. So that is interesting. And the reason being is because my solar return this year is a Libra rising. Libra rules relationships, love, partnership. Huh. That I just pieced that together with you guys. So it's a 19 degree Libra rising. 19 degrees Libra hits off my sixth house and my birth chart. So I know that relationships, peace, balance, harmony, learning to cooperate is really going to show up in my health with coworkers and in my work. So could this be JL and I work together? Possibly. I don't know. But my son is in the second house. Again, I always get that house. This is the house of earned income, which is awesome if I want to increase my income. But it's also the house of knowing my self-worth, having good values, morals, ethics, of slowing down and grounding myself. Ooh la la, I like this solar return. And I have a yod pointing at Jupiter in my seventh house of relationships. So this automatically tells me I have a lot to look forward to with relationships. Not only was Libra rising over the horizon on my birthday this year, but the moon was also in Libra. Holy moly. So knowing this, I really need to pay attention to the relationships in my life. This is romantic, of course, but also friendships, my family, like really get clear on who and what I value and who and what I don't. Where am I people pleasing and saying yes when I really want to say no and getting very clear on that. This is a really cool chart. I'm excited for this. We'll see where it takes me. I'll have to give you guys an update on December 2024 when I pull a new chart. But yes, of course, as an astrologer, I wanted to twist fate and play with the stars. I pulled the chart for Hawaii because we were actually talking about going there, but we got super sick and said, yeah, that's not happening. And my chart was another Leo rising. So while I loved the Leo rising, I was like, okay, I think that's enough Leo for 1 year. I want another flavor of something. And Key West was a Scorpio rising, which is a tough one to have. It's a good one if you're finding yourself between a rock and a hard place and you're craving some intense transformation, but I'm feeling pretty peaceful with where I'm at. I'm a native Scorpio moon, so I'm good on that. But I like this. I like the Libra. And I don't like to play with fate and twist the stars and kind of, I like astrology to guide me. I don't like to work with against the stars. You know what I mean? I'm in this phase where I just want to let what will be, que sera, sera. Like just let it go. And Hill Country, Texas just seemed like the most logical, financial, obvious place that we should be going for my birthday. And I'm so glad I just threw my hands up and say, hey, I'm just blessed that we have money and time right now to even do anything. So I feel so much gratitude gratitude coursing through my veins for anywhere. Even if we just baked a homemade cake at home, we have this routine every year. JL makes me a homemade strawberry cake. I love strawberry cake, and he's so good at it. Do you guys know Virgos are amazing cooks? And it's usually very healthy food. It's a win-win. I feel so spoiled, but I need to go to Pilates class or something because I'm getting a little squishy. But I love this chart. And so as I look at this, I know my relationships are really coming under the scope. And I have a chance because, you know, there's a disempowered side of Libra. There's cheating. There's divorce. There's lying. There's affairs. There's all of these types of things. But I take into account that Libra rules my sixth house of health and work. And so this is the area of life I've got to be firm and have boundaries and learn to cooperate with people. Sun in the second house of Taurus, earned income, work, and who I work with is really going to be a strong relationship factor for me this solar return until the sun comes back and I pull another chart for December of 2024 if blessed to see that birthday, my 36th. So that's all I've got for you guys. This episode ended up being a lot longer than I wanted it to be, but here we are. That was fun. I really enjoyed playing guitar for you. And wow, I'm looking at my chart, and not only do I have a yod, a Jupiter in the seventh, I've got a T-square releasing in the 10th house of career. Guys, I got to get to work. I got to end this episode and start writing that book. Use the Leo confidence and creativity I got over the past year and get creative, girl. So I'm going to go do that. If you guys would like a solar return chart, or if you are like, Steph, fine, like throw your hands up, but I want to be in control of my solar return chart. Call me, beat me if you need to reach me. Go to lightworkers-lounge.com, hover over the birth chart readings, and scroll down to solar return chart. This is, of course, a great reading for if your birthday either just passed or is coming up. But if you are born in June and you have a ways to go for your birthday, we can still pull it. In fact, a lot of my solar return readings, we end up looking at the previous year to kind of validate and summarize the experience you just had. And then we look at the year ahead. And of course, if you have three different locations that you are planning on spending your birthday this year, let's take a peek at which one looks most favorable. Use your podcast listener discount code, gratitude. Never forget that. I'm so thankful for you guys. And you get 10% off any reading you would like. Okay, I'm out of here. Hope to see you soon for a solar return reading.